Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
An historic wage deal has been signed between SALGA, the South African Local Government Association, and key trade unions representing municipal workers. SALGA represents some 257 municipalities. The deal will last for 5 years. News 24 Business reports that workers will get a 6% increase in the current financial year, with the next 2 years set at CPI plus 0.75%, and then CPI plus 1.25% in the final 2 years of the deal. There is also a revamped exemption process for those municipalities which find themselves in financial distress and unable to afford the increases. Printing and publishing group Caxton is bullish about South Africa's economic prospects and says it is well positioned to take advantage of an expected increase in consumer spending this year. Releasing its full year figures to end June, Caxton says revenues were flat and margins lower, forcing it to cut costs. The pressure on revenues came from asset sales, reductions in publishing, and a slowdown in its packaging operation. Wrangling continues within the Government of National Unity over the planned National Health Insurance Scheme. A story over the weekend in Rapport newspaper says a compromise proposal has been tabled which would see all workers in the formal sector have some form of medical insurance. The proposal comes from the Hospital Association of South Africa, and according to the report, it's been received with great excitement in the private sector. It has also received high-level support in the ANC, especially from senior members close to President Ramaphosa. However, Health Minister Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi and head of NHI in the Department of Health, Dr. Nicholas Crisp, remain firmly opposed to the plan. The alternative, of course, would be a series of long and costly legal battles ahead of the implementation of the NHI. And worth noting, I think, that this alternative plan was one that was mooted all the way back in 1994 by the ANC itself. On the markets, as we went into the weekend, the JSE All Share closed down 1%, the Top 40 down 1.1%. London's FTSE down 0.7%, while over on Wall Street, weaker than expected jobs data saw the Dow end down 1%, the S&P 500 down 1.7%, the Nasdaq down 2.6%. Tokyo this morning has followed suit, down 1.7%, Hong Kong the same, down 1.8%, ditto Sydney down 0.5%. US dollar at 1.11 to the euro, the rand at 17.84 to the dollar, 19.77 to the euro, 23.42 to sterling. Gold this morning at 2,499, platinum 934, Bitcoin just over 55,100, and Brent crude oil just under $72 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.